Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm with Philippe Valleuve, director of Incinerated, screening in the Panorama section. So Philippe, how did it all start?
Okay, well, the process of film fabrication takes a little time, especially financing. It's not easy to raise money on subject matters like these. But my original thought that triggered this was actually it's somewhat related to my first film. The first film took many years to be made. Then, at the same time, the events of the genocide in Rwanda had been taking place in 1994, and the film was outed 14, 15 years later. And so this time, when I saw what was happening in Syria, when I saw that the whole world, roughly, was actually dismissing the situation of this conflict for the ordinary people that were submitted to it, I decided that I would want to open a window on this, because we had no images of what was actually the situation for people living in Syria. We knew about the conflict, we knew about the tensions, we knew about whatever we see on TV, but we don't see what's happening for regular people. And so I decided I wouldn't wait another 10 years before I could do something about it, and I should start right then, which I did. And so I wrote very quickly, and then after that it took another couple of years anyway to get financing. So and unfortunately, it's still in the very dire actuality of everyday news. So we have to live with that.
Did you decide from the beginning that you wanted to set everything in an apartment and not showing us what happens outside?
Two things. First, I wanted the film to be feasible as quickly as possible. So having one location, a time span of 24 hours, makes it easier to write. And also, it sort of gives the density that I was looking for to the narration that I was contemplating. That it's, I tried to leave things as suggestive as possible, and so I don't want to have any description by voice or dialogues or things like that. I'd like to be as close as possible to people, to really be with their emotions and try to convey these emotions to the audience. That's what I'm looking for. And to me, it's all about body language and reading a face, mostly.
How did you get Hiam Abbas on board and the other actors?
Well, Hiam was, from the start, when I started writing, I was thinking of her. As for Diamant, I was thinking of her as well. I had met Hiam in a festival in Bratislava a few years back, and we'd kept in loose contact, and so when I was ready to offer her something to read, I just sent it to her, and she jumped in with passion and the way she is, and to me it was essential that she'd be on this film. And she's just beautiful, so this was really, really important to me. And Diamant, I had met her on a previous film that I did as a DOP in Lebanon that was called Stable and Stable, and I'd been struck by her performance. She was just absolutely impressive. And so also then I knew that I wanted her to be Halima. All the others for me were to be Syrian people, and eventually some of them are also refugees in Lebanon. And the coherence of the film comes from that too, because those people carry with them their personal history and their personal traumas, and they convey this through the film, I believe. I mean, when I look at the grandfather, I know that this man is desperate with the situation that is made to his country. And so it's in the film, obviously. And Diamant as well. Diamant was a very young child when the war was still on in Lebanon, because she's Lebanese. And so she can convey that too to her character. She conveys her own experience of what war is for her. And so I believe that that's important. I don't want to make documentaries, but I want to feel as close as possible to a documentary situation using through material, if you say.
Thank you, Philip, for being with us and for talking about Insidiated. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.